Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or at DoralHyundai.com. Thursday night football features the Eagles and Giants at 8:15. A couple of college games tonight, including at 7:30, Tulane and East Carolina. The Heat, they fell to the Spurs 112-107. They will play another preseason game against the Magic in Orlando Sunday at 6. The Blue Jays knocked the Yankees out of the playoffs, winning 5-2 last night. The Cubs stayed alive, defeating the Brewers 4-3. Phillies defeated the Dodgers 8-2. Both those series are 2-1. The Tigers tied their series with the Mariners at 2 with a 9-3 win. Tonight at 6, Phillies-Dodgers. At 9, it's Brewers-Cubs. And the Panthers going to host the Philadelphia Flyers tonight at 7. On to weather, sponsored by Chill Zone AC. Featuring reliable Rude AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com right now. It's around 81 degrees with about a 50% chance of rain as the day goes on. I am Dan Day. Now back to the Joe Rose Show here on 104.3 FM WQAM.
Well, welcome back in here on QAM as we continue on this Thursday morning. Tobin and Leroy will be coming up in about 50 minutes from now. Hollywood, Omar Kelly, Dan Day, Jamie along here with you. And the Dolphins are about 3 days, right, Omar, away from coming back home to take on the LA Chargers. We do have football tonight. We have the Giants and the Eagles tonight on Thursday night football. That should be good, Omar. We do have people speaking today in Dolphin Land. What do we got coming up today? It's usually the coordinators today, right? On a Thursday here,
defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver will be addressing why his team continues to struggle against the run. Offensive coordinator Frank Smith will be talking about I don't know what he's going to be talking about, to be honest with you.
Take me inside the Anthony Weaver press conference if you can. Like, how does that, for people that like haven't been in one of those, how is that going to work? Because the question is obvious, right? The run game. So who asked that question? Are you guys going to like draw straws? Like,
no,
before
we all,
the other thing, or like, do you guys collaborate?
Oddly, everybody just lets Barry get the first question because Barry
really,
yeah, Barry's just gets
Barry's first been question. Very feisty lately. I like this Barry, very, very feisty.
It's just annoyance.
I know it's frustration.
Yeah,
frustration.
I mean, you represent the fan base. I always have the belief that the media members, I am the conduit between the fans and the team. I have to ask tough questions that fans want to know. You ultimately want to know, why the hell can't you stop the run?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do about the young rookies that are struggling? You know, how come this team has not responded to adversity favorably? Why is this team given up? Why did this team only rush for 19 yards last week? You know, and you have to ask these coaches these tough questions. Anthony Weaver's going to be on the firing squad right now because you've had the same issue for 4 weeks, and if not 5 weeks, and you've done nothing about it. You've tried a lot of things, just a lot of things haven't worked. Now the question is, what excuse will you give me? And at some point, you got to stop with the excuses and just acknowledge that, yeah, it's we got bad personnel. That's where my answer is. If you run a 3-4 defense and you have a bad nose tackle and you can't stop the run, you can't do anything. So stop running a 3-4 defense. Simple as that to me. but you know,
like to hear you say that today.
I think I asked him first week about the run game issues, and he says, well, what do you want me to do? Run a different defense?
You tell him your thoughts. Tell him.
Yeah. I didn't have any thoughts at that point, but I'm at the point now where, okay, you know, Kenneth Grant is not playing well. You know, Jordan Phillips is not playing well. Mm-hmm. You do have a third nose defensive tackle, and he is actually a true nose tackle. How about you try Zeke Biggers? At this point, if you're not throwing things against the wall to see if they stick, what are you doing? Because
I said that earlier about the quarterback position, and you screamed at me. And
no, I
someone
did
said to make you,
you
look dumb for being the president of the Tuanon Association.
I
don't take any great pleasure in making you look dumb.
Tua's at fault for everything that's wrong with the Miami Dolphins organization. I'm on the record of saying that on a consistent basis. Let's keep that there. But okay, let's go Penn State. Drew Aller. You like him?
Don't start rattling off quarterbacks.
You like him?
You
hot and heavy. You're panting.
It's not a good quarterback class.
Garrett Neusmeyer from LSU. Yeah, sexy.
It's not a great quarterback class at the moment.
Not doing it for you?
Hey, let me also say this.
Lenore Sellers, does he do it for you or not?
You stop.
I'm just asking these questions.
Let me say this.
How about we go Kirk Cousins?
You never know. You never know how these guys are going to pan out in the NFL.
Jameis Winston.
Okay, Jameis Winston was the first overall pick.
I know. I'm just saying.
Okay. So you
Dante
never know.
Moore
just
from
because
Oregon.
Just because a guy is a slam, Trevor Lawrence was a slam dunk.
Yeah, I didn't like
first him. Round pick.
Yeah,
first overall pick. They said he's the next Andrew Luck. He's the next great thing.
Fernando
he was the next
Mendoza.
Great thing when he stepped into college.
Fernando Mendoza do it for you?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't.
You just want something new.
I don't evaluate professional quarterbacks for a living.
Neither do
that's not how I earn a living.
Neither the Dolphins. They're not good at it either.
I suppose you may be right. All right, we got to take a pause. More to come on QAM after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.